Hello, and welcome to this episode of Global Here and Now, a podcast where the Poole College of Management Global Programs team showcases a variety of unique ways to engage globally. I'm Ellen Frost, Associate Director for Poole Global.
And I'm Kelsey Oberbreckling, Graduate Assistant for Poole Global. Today, we're going to talk about the most effective ways to share your global experiences with potential employers. Now, let's go global.
International experiences are incredible opportunities that allow you to grow personally and professionally. Whether you complete the Global Perspective Certificate, study abroad, or even participate in the English Conversation Club, you will want to include these experiences on your resume and talk about them in your job interviews. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to best showcase your global engagement when you are interacting with employers.
Let's start with how to put your study abroad experience on your resume. If you earned academic credit through a study abroad experience, the best place to put it on your resume is under the education section. Follow the same format that you did for your undergraduate institution. You may want to include relevant coursework and honors or scholarships you have received here. If you did something besides study abroad, such as researching or interning, the best place for that on your resume is under the experience section. Again, follow the same format that you've used for other parts of that section. Be sure to include what you learned. The more tangible actions, skills, and results you can list, the better. Some important things to include when you write about your experience abroad is where you went, how long you were there, and what you did while you were there. Remember that not everyone has had an international experience to share, but you have, so highlight the heck out of it. If you have a skills section on your resume, consider adding skills you learned as part of your global engagement. This could be foreign language skills, flexibility, cross-cultural communication, adaptability, and the list goes on and on.
Let's transition to how to talk about your international experience with potential employers. For your short introduction in a networking setting, also known as an elevator pitch, only include your international experience if it is a hallmark of your undergraduate experience and relates specifically to the job or employer. For example, if you studied in Paris and want to go into the high fashion industry, definitely talk about those experiences in your elevator pitch. As for the interview, you should incorporate your global engagement in a variety of different questions. For example, the question, "Tell us about a time something did not go according to plan," is a great time to talk about how you missed your train and had to adjust your travel plans. The question, "Explain a challenge you had to overcome," could be a time to talk about combating culture shock and adjusting to a new environment. Use the published job description as a roadmap for potential interview questions. For example, if the description mentions the importance of time management, you can talk about how you manage your studies abroad while also you're exploring abroad. For many of the skills listed, you can think of the best example from your time abroad to formulate an interview response ahead of time. If it's important enough to be on the job description, it will most likely be asked about in the interview. As you are preparing to talk with employers, think about the skills you gained from your experience abroad, most notably things like tackling uncertain situations, how you listen and communicate well, and your enhanced social skills from the environment abroad. All of these skills can be applied to nearly every job out there, and your skills have an international edge that is attractive to employers. If there's a particular standout story or learning experience you gained from your time abroad, find a way to get that into the interview. Again, your global engagement will make you stand out to employers, so be sure to intentionally work these experiences into your answers. Remember, when talking about your international experience, avoid general statements like, "It was fun," or "I had an amazing time." Give examples of specific experiences you had abroad and make sure they are relevant to the employer you're talking to. Having fun does not make you a great employee. Learning to deal with stressful situations in a new environment does. See the difference?
Let's recap that great information. For resumes, if you gained academic credit abroad, put your study abroad experience in the education section of your resume. If you did research or had an internship abroad, put this in the experience section of your resume. In an interview, be as specific as possible with the skills and experiences you gained abroad. Use the job description as a roadmap for potential interview questions and formulate your responses ahead of time. You can find example resumes with international experience in the episode notes. We hope you've learned some great tips about how to highlight your global experiences on your resume and in your job interviews. Thanks for listening to this episode of Global Here and Now, presented by the Poole College of Management at NC State. For more information and to listen to other episodes, please visit our website at go.ncsu.edu/Poole Global. Stay safe, stay well, and stay globally engaged.